Mass General Hospital was many homes to Frank Soldo. He worked there for 15 years as a development and philanthropy specialist. His own doctor worked there, too, though Frank had few medical problems. As a rower, he was excessively healthy. He loved rowing. The calm, the community, the equipment, the outfits. It was an opportunity to exercise his charisma, too. Once, at the head of the Charles, he sculled as a substitute on the Ukrainian men's masters. He spoke no Ukrainian. One July evening last year, he felt a side pain. Rowers can crack ribs. So when it worsened, Frank went to the emergency room. Mass General, of course, where he was diagnosed with a cancer so rare it affects only 20 to 30 people each year. The prognosis was 6 to 9 months. He was 53 years old.
His cancer was fast and furious. He didn't want to die. He fought death.
Frank's best friend Robert knew him in every charismatic incarnation. The Frank who had developed a North Shore cancer walk. The Frank who did summer stock theater and sang in the gay men's chorus. The Frank who wore farmer's overalls to go apple picking.
He drove everybody crazy. He would drive you crazy, but you could love him at the same time.
Frank posted his condition on Facebook, and his schedule filled with day and night companions. He had found a way to take care of all those who were devastated. He let them take care of him.
Everybody wanted to be there for Frank. Everybody wanted to sit with him in chemo and radiation.
His mother brought ravioli from New Jersey. The gentle giant rowers rowed in shirts that read, "Pulling for Frank." He didn't want to be the source of anyone's final grief. After he died, everyone convened in his favorite club. But just before, his ashes were brought to a river where he'd rowed and released on a series of rose petals. Four boats with crews of eight watched from the water. His family and friends watched from the shore.
Thank you.